Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak what is the gear acquisition syndrome. A difficult word, okay. The gear acquisition syndrome, the abbreviation is GAS, is an all-consuming desire to buy that best equipment. Because we think to make the best, we need the best. Maybe we think we are not good enough, so that we have to upgrade to get the best. Or simply, we are not satisfied with our life and we think that we can buy peace of mind, happiness, and so on. The gear acquisition syndrome is dangerous. Many people got bankrupt, divorced, and even took suicide. And it is even so with women who like to buy this shirt and this necklace, or should be fit together perfectly. And they think they can buy something perfect. It's never true. Imagine you have bought the top camera. And then you see in the internet a better camera. There never exists any camera who is good for every application. And so it's with everything. Still, you desire it because you're not happy with your pictures. And you think if you get this camera, you are like the pose. Or you think that you need that lenses. No? Lenses even more expensive than cameras. It's really, I've seen such guys, okay. And then you search the internet, what is the best lens? And then the reviews, good reviews, bad reviews, and you don't know what to do. You're paralyzed. Because you think the other lens is better. And then you think, I don't care, I buy it in any way, regardless if afterwards it's bankrupt. You ring all the phones, make an email campaign, and check the prices, and then you find the right shop, and you go in your car, and very fast drive like a madman to this shop. Enter the shop sweating. And then you ask the shopkeeper, can I try this lens on my camera? Shopkeeper says, no, this is for me too dangerous, he said to you. And you can try out lens only inside because it's a very expensive lens. What to do? You agree. You get his camera with his lenses, and your hands are shaking, and all the pictures are blurred. Still, you think you have to get this lens because this lens will change your life forever. And then you start to bargain. But you can't concentrate because you are identified with that lenses. And the shopkeeper sees that. You get only 5% discount. Get that lens, go home, and you're shooting the pictures, and they're not so as you think. You feel guilty that you have bought such expensive lens and that you nearly bankrupt. You can't enjoy that lens. You can't accept it. You blemish yourself. You feel bad that you have bought these lenses. After some time, you accept the situation and you save money on yourself. That is a gear acquisition syndrome. What to do? I personally buy never anything when I'm identified, because identification is always wrong. Not so when we are identified with love or with God, but for material things, it's always wrong. Material things are not so important. Special, yes, love, yes. Okay. You ask your spouse to control your money. Or you check that your self give you the permission not to spend on any single thing more than $300. You start to enjoy your life. And you travel around. And all the heavy equipment, the traveling is much more difficult. So instead to buy expensive equipment or the best equipment, like the best guitar, and I've seen it by myself, lesson on your subject, on your specific subject, is much better than the best equipment. For instance, instead to buy an expensive lens, you learn Adobe Photoshop, and through this you can make much better pictures, and you can vary it, and you can blow it out everything, so you don't need this 1.2 aperture. my sitar teacher had shown it me that even with the worst sitar he could play beautiful, and I have proven even with the best sitar I cannot play anything. Okay. And then it's done. Enjoy your life. You don't need that. Travel around. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.